Matthew chapter 4, verses 19 and 20. Come, follow me, Jesus said, and I will make you fishers of men. At once they left their nets and followed him. In Jesus' name, beloved of God. I'm guessing that most of the collegians have heard this one. You're in college? What's your major? I've done it plenty of times myself, to the chagrin of my children. A waitress says something about school starting. Oh, are you a college student? What's your major? Dad! Of course, high school students also have goals, both short-term, to make it through the test, to make it through till Friday, and long-term, to graduate, to get my GED. And if you have not been asked, what do you want to do when you leave Emmanuel? Well, you were just asked. Even little children get asked, what do you want to be when you grow up? And they're asking for goals. How old do you have to have goals? When we were little, our parents sometimes gave us goals. Just come over here to me. Or next year when you're 5, you will go to such and such a school. God had plans for you before you were born. He chose us in Christ before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in His sight, to be adopted as His sons through Jesus Christ, Ephesians chapter 1. When Jesus found Peter and Andrew along the Sea of Galilee that morning in Matthew 4, they were throwing their nets into the sea, presumably to ready them for another night of fishing. But Jesus chose another goal for them. They already were fishermen. They were each going to be a fisher of men. And there they stood with their gifts and abilities that they had developed. But Jesus said their goals would change. They were used to gathering fish. From now on, their goal would be to gather men. They were in a profession which fed people, sustaining their life for a while with wholesome seafood. They were going to be emissaries of the Lord of life, who would sustain lives to all eternity. No wonder they left their nets, left their boats, left their occupations when Jesus called. Not because they saw all the possibilities that were laid before them, but more importantly, because they would be with Jesus. This past summer, here on the campus of Emmanuel, the Church of the Lutheran Confession held their biennial convention during the third week in June. On Tuesday of that week, my son and daughters told my wife and me that after the convention, Friday morning, 9 a.m., we would pull out of the driveway on a trip to celebrate our 40th wedding anniversary. We packed the car. At 9 a.m., we backed out of the garage without knowing where we were going. That was a secret. Were we worried? Were we anxious? Fearful? Of course not. We knew our children loved us, and we trusted that we would enjoy whatever they had planned. So it was for Abraham when God brought him out of the Ur of the Chaldees, not knowing where he was going, but he knew with whom he went. And so it was for Peter and Andrew, James and John, Matthew and the others. Did they know what lay ahead? Of course not. Many times when Jesus tried to tell them, they balked at the idea. But they knew Jesus. They knew that in Him they had found the Messiah. And following Him was the way to reach the goal He set before them. Best of all, they did not have to make themselves into fishers of men. They could not anyway. But Jesus said, "Come after Me, and I will make you fishers of men." You have come to Emmanuel to prepare yourselves for service in His kingdom. Some of you are preparing for public teaching and preaching, but finally it will be the Christ who calls, equips, and sends you forth in His name. And He also uses every heart, every one of them that is ruled by His kind word, in order to gather people to His side. If you are a tax collector like Matthew, He can make you a collector of men. If you are a farmer, He can use your gifts to plant His saving word in the hearts of others. He makes us all gatherers of men. He makes us all gatherers of men by giving us a unique message different from any other religion in the world. The net which He uses to gather all people is the news that unto you is born a Savior, Christ the Lord, who lived, died, and rose again for you. If the Lord chooses the goals for your life, He will also equip you with the ability, the will, and the opportunity to bless others with the love of Christ. He gives you His word. Is that enough? By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of His mouth. Follow Me. What a powerful call that is. May you be privileged to hear it every day you are on this campus and everywhere that He may lead you in life. Amen. We sing hymn 421, stanzas 1, 3, and 5. 421, 1, 3, and 5.